Okay, so I went to nursing school to become a burn trauma ICU nurse. That was my goal. I graduated from nursing school in Anchorage, Alaska, and 5 days later, I started a burn trauma nurse internship in Denver, Colorado. So, of course, we take care of burns, but we also take care of gunshot wounds and snake and spider bites and necrotizing fasciitis and lightning injuries and any complex wound, you name it, we take care of it. In burn trauma, every room is a contact precaution room. So, of course, you have to gown and mask and glove, and by the time you go in there, you do not want to come back out. So you stay in there for a very long time. I was a new grad, like I said, so I was that person that, like, you call me and you need me to work an extra shift and overtime, and I'm there. So I was there a lot. Also, on our unit, it was normal for patients to stay for months, even years, not years, a year, longer than a year. And also in our unit, it was standard to keep the nurses paired with the patients they were seeing because they're there for a long time, so for continuity of care. All right, so I enjoyed every minute of the 6 years that I was in burn trauma before I moved back to Alaska. But let's start at the beginning with the first long-term patient that I had on this unit. So I met Jay, and Jay happened to be the same age that I was at that time. I later learned that Jay had an eating disorder and was underweight and malnourished and had fallen at home and was found down several days later. So by the time Jay came to us, he had complex wounds up and down his lower extremities that had gotten infected. I took care of Jay every day during my 12-hour shifts that I was there. And sometimes we did dressing changes twice a day. Sometimes we went to the tub room for long debridement sessions. Jay had many surgeries during his stay. We tried lots of different wound care dressings, sometimes a wound vac. Things were not working. We tried novelty items that we had never used in the unit before. So we spent a lot of hours, and I got to know his family. They would come by frequently, or they would call every day to check in, and I became very invested in his care. During the time that he was there, there was a lot of times that we didn't know if he would lose his legs or his life. And I started having nightmares. So I would wake up bawling and sweating. And in my nightmares, he had lost his legs. And it was so real in the morning and so hard to go to work the next day and overcome that nightmare. And when I was little, when I would get nervous, I would sleepwalk and talk. So like when I got my first job as a hostess in junior high, my parents would find me seating people in the living room. And in high school, I upgraded and became a cashier, and they would find me ringing things up in the kitchen. And so during this time period, I started taking care of Jay in the middle of the night. And I would get up and get wound care materials from my closet. So then I wasn't getting good sleep, and it was hard to go to work, and I wasn't picking up those extra shifts anymore, and I just really took it very personally. So during most of the time that Jay was with us, he was vented and sedated, and I was learning to use the pumps, and I was learning to take care of the vent, and eventually he was able to wean off the vent. And so then I would spend long periods of time in the room with him, playing Uno and dominoes and getting to know him. And then eventually he was sent down to rehab. And in our hospital, rehab was like two floors down. And he would come up every day because by this point, Jay was a part of our nursing family unit. And then Jay got discharged from rehab. And poof, all of a sudden one day he was gone. And I've been taking care of this patient for like a year now. And then he was gone. So I went for a run. This is several years later. I was a runner in Colorado. Every day that I had off, I'd go for a run in the mountains, in the sunshine, in Denver with my dog, Geronimo. And I think that's how I was able to stay working on that unit. And one day we're running on this beautiful mountain on a sunny day, and we're running up this tall hill, and we haven't seen anybody for a while. And as we're coming to the crescent of the hill, I can see that someone else is coming over the mountain. And I get ready to do the, like, hi as you pass somebody on the trail. And they come up over the ridge, and they say hi, and I say hi. And our eyes meet. And I burst into tears, and Jay burst into tears. And we sit on this mountaintop and we talk, and Jay tells me about his experience being in the burn trauma critical care and going to rehab and remembering the nurses and what a difference we made for him and what it was like going home and getting healthy again and how he started to jog and then he started running and then eventually he became a mountain runner. And then we parted ways and we went our separate ways down the mountain. And as I ran down that mountain, I felt light and at peace that Jay was okay. And I'm telling you, I floated down that mountain that day.